Okay, so it's 12:30 on Thursday, the 17th of October. I'm with Deputy Chief Constable David Zinzan. David, we're talking this morning about crime figures and the fact that Devon and Cornwall's seen a reduction of 4% in crime on the year to Sunday, October the 12th. So in a reasonably good position, but what's your thoughts?
Oh, welcome that. I mean, clearly there are two sets of crime statistics out today. First set of the Office for National Statistics, which show us our position up to the end of June, which is 6% reduction in total crime. But to be transparent, we've issued our own set of figures, which are far more up to date, up to last Sunday, as you say, Dan, and that shows a 4% reduction. We've had a very busy summer this year with the number of tourists and visitors we've had to Devon and Cornwall, which has resulted in the annual increase we see in crime during the summer period.
Okay, so the reductions that we have seen in burglary, in vehicle crime, in criminal damage, heartening to see. And
some really, really good work there. Violence with injuries down 3%, robbery is down 12%, burglary dwelling down 14%. That's some 500 less homes broken into in the last 12 months. Burglary non-dwelling down 14%. Also, vehicle crime down 10%. And across the whole of Devon and Cornwall, we average about 15 vehicles a day broken into or stolen, which is very low considering the hundreds of thousands of vehicles here. Criminal damage down 11%. So there's some really good news in terms of crime reduction.
Okay, so not all reductions, though. We have seen increases in some areas, particularly sexual offences.
Yes, we have. We've seen some increases. As part of an agreement with the Police and Crime Commissioner, he wanted to see an increase in certain crime types which historically have been underreported. So that's such as rape and other sexual offences, and also domestic abuse. And we have seen increases in crime reporting for those crime types.
So as a force, we've seen some quite significant reductions over the last couple of years in terms of finances, in terms of staff as well. The way forward now for Devon and Cornwall?
Well, I first of all want to pay tribute to our staff. We've taken £47 million out in the last 3 years. That's 400 less officers, 414 less police staff posts, but demand hasn't gone down. And I'm only acutely aware of that without the tremendous staff that we've got, their commitment, their dedication, we wouldn't be with the figures we are now. But it is hard. I do recognise that people are working long hours, their shifts are being changed at short notice, and we're having demands placed on us, like G8 in Northern Ireland, and other public order offences. Now we've got the Badger cutting, Gloucestershire as well, so we've got lots more mutual aid. So it is a very difficult operating environment at the moment.
Okay, thanks very much, David.